And I think a lot of us sometimes, I included, a lot of us sometimes, we tend to think that we are not as valuable as we should. Sometimes I think we begin to think less of ourselves because of something somebody might have said.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Going on, successors, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. For those of you who might be joining us for the first time, I want to let you know that this is a safe space. In this podcast, we like to focus on giving tangible self-help strategies to ultimately empower and equip millennials to where they can create the life and business of their dreams. Whatever that might look like for you, for somebody, you might say, John, that looks like me going out in starting my own business. Somebody else might say, that looks like me getting better self-care strategies so I can be more intentional with my life, be more intentional with what I put in my body, work out more, things like that. So we're here to cover all of those things, everything that a millennial needs for the most part. But today I want to talk with you about, or from the topic of, stop discounts in 2019. Yep. I said stop discounts in 2019. And the reason I said that was because I was at Walmart the other day and I ran in. And then I bought a tripod because I needed it for an engagement. I grabbed the tripod. I'm heading to the event. And I show up to the event. I pop my tripod out. I set my camera up on it. And then I looked and I'm like, wait a minute. It's not standing right. Why isn't it standing right? Because the foot for the tripod, because you have the camera. In the camera, you sit on the foot, and then it allows it to slide right into the tripod to where it can sit comfortably, and it helps it from shaking. But it got to the point where I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to figure out, well, there's no foot in the box for my tripod. So, like, I can't utilize this for what it's meant to be used for because somebody did not do their job and put the foot in the box. After I was slightly ticked for a second, then I realized that the box was marked down. It was on discount. It was the last tripod. Why was it the last tripod? Because somebody probably bought it. Somebody probably put the foot on their camera and they left it and forgot it. The moral of the story is it was marked down because it was seen as less valuable than it actually is. And I think a lot of us sometimes, I included, a lot of us sometimes, we tend to think that we are not as valuable as we should. Sometimes I think we begin to think less of ourselves because of something somebody might have said. We think less of ourselves because of what we might have gone through in our life, those struggles, those battles, maybe abuse, maybe not achieving to the level that you felt that you would achieve at this stage in your life, at this place in your life. But today I got to tell you, stop giving discounts. Ladies, in relationships, you're getting with a guy and you're settling, or you're getting with a partner and you're settling because you don't think you're adequate or deserving of a partner that meets your standards. Guys, us just freely giving away our bodies just for the sake of putting a notch on a bedpost, or just off the strength of us wanting to get that pleasure, wanting to get that feel, and us getting that release, but ultimately, what purpose does it serve? We're discounting ourselves, but most importantly, we're discounting the women that we're laying with. It's not okay. We're kings. These ladies are queens. We should be treating them as such. Today, we have to stop giving discounts. You say, John, what does that look like? What does that look like in real life? For me to stop giving somebody discounts, what does that look like? The first way I would say that looks like, it would be having a standard for yourself. Ladies, if you give a gentleman your number, not talking to this gentleman after a certain hour of night. Fellas, stop giving yourself discounts. What does that look like? Sleeping with anything and everything that has two legs. Okay, can we be honest? Can we just be honest? And I'm coming from a place because at one point in time, some of you might have known me before I really got serious about my faith walk. But I was out here in these streets bad. But I'm grateful that I was called out by a friend one time. He said, John, how are you sending Bible scriptures, but you rolling out of somebody else's bed the next morning? I said, no, he did not. Just hit me with that. That's so disrespectful. But then I had to think, and I was like, wow, he's right. That was my boy, Jordan Cole. But I said, man, he's right, because I was discounting myself. I don't know if many of you are people of faith, but from my personal book of faith, it says that we were bought at a cost. So that means somebody had to pay the price for our lives. So it was like, man. So the first way we have to stop just freely giving ourselves away physically. Second, we have to stop giving away our time. Your time is so valuable. And I would encourage you to stop and process through who do you feel is worth that time. Ladies, you don't have to go out with anybody and everybody. Fellas, you don't have to take every lady out. They're not meant for you to take them out. But I would say vet some of these people. Have some phone conversations before you make the decision to go to coffee with these people. See what these people want from you. See what these people's visions are for their lives. See if these people are employed. See if these people even have goals, aspirations, something that they're working towards before you determine if they're even worth you spending that time with them. Lastly, monetary. Monetize your time. Monetize your time. Monetize your time. A lot of people out here, they're like leeches, and they just suck from people. They take away people's time. They don't value it. They say, hey, let's meet up. And you meet up, they're like, hey, let's collab. You're like, okay, what are you going to collab on? They're like, yeah, you can help me with this. It's like, but wait a minute. How is this mutually beneficial? They're like, oh, well, I'll help you, but it's like, no, you just wanted to meet up with me so you could benefit. So stop giving people your time. Stop giving people your body. Stop giving people your money. No more discounts, because you're worth so much more. I want to speak to somebody's soul today. I want you to understand that you are precious. Young man, on your back, a legacy will be built. What do you want that to look like? Do you want to be the person that couldn't settle down? Do you want to be the person that could not create a livelihood for your son, for your daughter coming behind you? Do you want to be a man who didn't provide? Do you want to be the man who is remembered as the person that had all this child support because you weren't man enough to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to discount my life, nor am I going to discount the family coming behind me? And young woman, you're a giver of life. Wow. I admire the woman so much because the woman is so loyal. The woman is so faithful, and the woman is strong, as well as allowing herself sometimes to be soft and strong. And I don't mean that coming from a disrespectful angle, but the woman is so versed. And the woman has so much to offer. But beautiful woman, don't allow every man to be able to take part in your sacred gifts, in those things that you do have to offer. Because every man doesn't deserve those things. And like I said before, this is coming from a man who was promiscuous. This is coming from a man who was not that respectful of women at a time in my life. But I want us to say to ourselves and declare over our lives, say no more discounts. I'm not going to discount my life. I'm not going to discount my goals. I'm not going to discount my purpose just because other people around you feel small. Because when you tell them your dreams, they're like, you shouldn't go for that because I couldn't do. No, you don't need to do that because that's too hard. Don't tell me how hard my goal is. Don't tell me how hard my vision is. I'm going to achieve it. It can be hard for you. You might need to check your perspective, but that has nothing to do with me. So today, remember that we are valuable. Today, speak over yourself and understand that you are valuable. And I want to make sure that we all know and understand that each and every one of us has our own purpose for our own lives. And each and every one of us has so much to offer this world. So much to offer. So understanding that and knowing that, don't take it lightly. Do not take it lightly. Do not take it lightly. Do not take it lightly. Friends, this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? You are valuable. You are smart. You are impactful, and you will make a difference. Until next time, friends.